things started out bad, and they've only been getting worse. About a year and a half ago, the dead began rising from their graves, and the skull appeared in the heavens. Moon, visible both day and night, hung in the skies, dominating the vision of any who dared look upwards. Day by day, it seemed to grow, to take up far more space than any heavenly body should. Citizens the world over tried to maintain the normalcy of their daily lives, but plague, famine, and the walking dead seemed to be spreading as far as the eye could see. The Gamers Haven Podcast presents Pathfinder, All That Remains. This podcast is brought to you by FRP Games, an online retailer specializing in all kinds of gaming products. Please visit www.vorpalnetwork.com in order to gain access to thousands of unique items available only at FRP Games.
This is the Vorpal Network.
This is Ethan with the Gamers Haven Podcast, and I'm here to tell you about CantCon. For those of us who can't con, there's CantCon. CantCon will be held at the Johnson County Community College Regnier Center in Overland Park, Kansas, in the Capitol Federal Conference Room on July 9th through the 11th between 8 a.m. and 10 p.m. There will be RPG events, board game events, card game events, miniatures games, as well as open gaming tables for impromptu sessions. Pre-registration is open currently, and if you pre-register, you'll receive an additional chance to win swag at CantCon. We have over $2,500 worth of prizes to give away over the course of the convention, and we hope to give it all away. In addition, if you pre-register, you can get a 3-day pass for only $25. If you're only interested in coming one day at a time, you can for only $10 a day. There will be registration available at the door, but you'll have less of a chance to win free prizes that way. Join us at Johnson County Community College for CantCon on July 9th through the 11th, from beginning at 8 a.m. daily. Visit www.cantcon.com for more information.
Yeah, I found out, I was in listening back to the session, I realized that it was very difficult to hear us, like we were just quieter compared to the other ones, so I'm going to try some stuff, but speaking
We were playing later too, because they were...
No, the whole, everything was quieter, even the sound.
I need some chips. Which right, bag of sun chips?
Right next to the recorder, yeah. Thanks.
Anyway, do you remember the sun chips bag? Yeah. It's ridiculous.
Okay, so...
I need one FU chip, and my... other three.
Two of you, two bennies. Who banged what?
I need the same as him.
Alright.
Who banged what?
If you two.
Your mom.
I banged one benny.
And bennies, so you get one of you and
your mom.
Three bennies.
You banged my mom.
No, I was talking to her.
Oh, okay, that's really creepy.
Alright, and
I just need the regular
allotment?
Yeah.
Okay, no banking for her.
No banking for me.
I think Sarah banked an FU chip, too.
I'll take
but
too bad for Sarah.
Yep.
Yeah, too bad.
Okay, so, alright, to recap, you guys, at the end of the last session, you had just, finished, killing the rat swarm and the one zombie that had snuck in to the keep after, someone, you assume you know who, someone killed Baron Onehand.
And I epically smashed that zombie's face.
And in. the guard and the both the nobles, the Chalets, and your boy Shten, the innkeeper, had left the keep.
My goodness, such a massive hiccups, lady.
Let me get my NPC sheet open here so I can actually give you names and such properly. Okay, so it was edging toward evening, and although things have been extremely tense, we're going to have a couple days time pass between the last session in this one. And I mean just 2 days.
Right.
So things have been going well, as well as you can expect them to have been going, given the circumstances.
In one of those days, could I have my magic stick with that?
There is no one around who can cast the identify spell, but you can make me a spellcraft check since you now have a rank in spellcraft. The DC is 25.
No, I can't get it.
Hey, good.
It's a trained skill for you, so it's...
So just plus four.
Did you figure up your math yet, like he asked you?
You would have a plus four.
I got one more point in it.
You got one more point, plus
you have a rank in it, so you need to put a rank in there.
Yeah, I put the highest you can
roll. And then you get your plus three for being a trained skill.
Yes, you have to put the trained skill in. And then you have an intelligence modifier, yeah?
Yeah, which is one.
Yeah, so you can roll a 25.
Yeah.
I have to roll a 20.
You have to roll a natural 20.
Or you could F you.
I got 18.
Sorry. Yeah. But you know that based on your detect magic usage, that it is, it's an arcane wand, which means you can't use it anyway.
Okay.
But it's of the evocation school, which is the blasting.
The evocation?
Evocation. So it's the type of magic that tends to blow stuff up. Which sort of is in line with what you saw because a lightning bolt came out of it, you know, that first session. So
would I ever be able to use it?
You'd have to take levels as an arcane caster to be able to use it, either wizard or sorcerer.
Would
so
you be an ex-cleric?
Probably not.
Would you become an ex-cleric?
No, you can still become, you can stay a cleric. Like, the only way it would make sense is if you spontaneously became a sorcerer because it's inborn in you. So just sort of, oh, crap, I'm a sorcerer. Who knew? Because your character really doesn't have any motivation to study arcane magic like a wizard would. So a couple days have gone by. Things have been getting more and
so
more tense. And the your commander, where did I put his name? What is his name?
Fenric,
thank you. And Fenric has actually... yesterday he enacted an order banning all non-military personnel from the parapets, you know, walking the walls, because people were freaking out too much when they looked out on the city. It actually rained all day yesterday, so not only is the fire completely out, but now everything is visible because all the smoke has died down and the temperature differential isn't enough to really make it too terribly foggy, but the city is in ruins. Like I described to you, you know, the last session, there are pockets where it looks like stuff is pretty much untouched, and that's probably the hardest part of all, is that there seems to be, like, normalcy amongst all the destruction. And as has been said, you can see shapes moving out there. The other thing that Fenric did is yesterday he sent a small patrol of guardsmen out into the city to see what supplies could be gathered. He had originally decided that there were enough stores to last, but with the castle now being sealed off and people starting to get twitchy, he's doing the best he can. He felt that some action needed to be taken, so he's taking some action. And a patrol of guards was sent out yesterday. They were supposed to have returned.
Oh no.
And they haven't.
Oh, jeez, we're getting sent out already.
So, it is now the fourth day, the beginning of the fourth day before, you know, since the, since the,
Zombieland.
Yeah, since the first incident happened, and all of you who are guardsmen are on morning watch, walking the parapets. Leda, what are you doing?
Real quick, the skeleton, the skull thing still in the sky?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The skull moon is still hanging out. It's still red.
Okay.
And the sky is green, by the way. I think I mentioned that last session as well. So it's a rather creepy scene. You look up and there's this sort of watered down pea soup green sky and a red bleeding skull hanging in the heavens.
Okay.
Taking up
and
most
this,
of the...
And this is like morning, like early
morning. It's dawn, you know.
Probably just getting up, rising and mulling about. I don't know.
Okay. Well, as the three of you are still basically grouped together, you know, there aren't that many guardsmen left. You know, you're all walking your patrol of the wall together, basically just keeping your eye out for anything that looks suspicious, you know, trying to at least maintain an air that, you know, order is being maintained.
Right.
And you guys can all see Fenric walking towards you, coming the other direction on the parapet. And as he gets closer, you see very clearly that it does not look like he has slept yet since this happened. This is the start of the fourth day. So he is looking like 10 different kinds of hell. And he approaches you and you guys all, you know, sort of stop and snap to attention. And he just stands there. Like, you all three are standing abreast on the wall. You're in the middle, Black, and he's like staring over your right shoulder in between you and Smith.
I turn around and see what he's staring at.
Nothing but blank wall. He's just like standing there.
Yes, sir?
Sir, do you need something?
No. Yes.
Wait, what did you
Right. You have to go, the city. He like starts trying, like he's trying to remember what he was gonna say.
Why don't you sleep on it?
No time. The patrol that was sent out yesterday hasn't returned. They haven't returned. And
oh my gosh.
And you need to go see what's going on.
I'm pretty sure I could tell you what's going on.
You need to go find them.
Okay.
They would probably want to eat us when we found them.
And like that, he seems completely lucid and he stares you down and suddenly it's your commanding officer standing in front of you, not the babbling guy. He's like, you will obey your orders, soldier.
I'm not going to bite you in the
ass. He maintains this demeanor. He says, the patrols last night spotted light in the city. Three different locations. If they're anywhere and alive, they're there. And he describes to you there are two locations near the map up so I can actually know what I'm talking about here.
Zombies afraid of
your mom.
Zombies are afraid of nothing.
They have no brains. Really.
They're afraid of their heads getting cut off.
No, they're not.
No, they're really not.
He says that there is.
Twinkies? Are they afraid of Twinkies?
Twinkies.
Wait a minute. I got a.
There's there's one that was spotted in the inn and tavern district. One that was spotted near the marketplace. And one that was spotted amongst the northern aristocratic homes.
Let's throw up.
What if we find other people there that aren't in the condition?
return them here if at all possible. It's not safe out there.
Okay, I have a game question.
Yeah.
So, I've learned...
Like, there's like a zombie...
That zombies don't have a digestive system.
Okay.
They eat until their...
There's no more food.
Poop is pushed out of them.
They eat until there's no more food.
Or they explode.
No, they have to have a digestive system.
No, they don't.
Excuse me, it's called a boomer.
What's a boomer?
Lots of different kinds of zombies.
But am I right on the boomer?
Oh, okay. Do these zombies have digestive tracts?
We haven't examined one.
I'm just wondering what the half-life of a zombie is.
Oh, well.
Like, how long can they live out there? Are they going to eat each other?
No, they don't.
They're undead.
They don't require sustenance. They just eat.
Oh,
right.
It's not.
It's like an instinct.
This is a magical thing. The food.
So they'll just keep on keeping on,
mm-hmm.
just doing
keep
nothing.
On keeping.
Yep. Yeah.
Keep on.
Yeah.
Okay. Never mind. I didn't know if we held them out, if they would just die.
Nope.
Right.
Not that you're aware of, and this is in game, like your religious training, what you know of,
oh, I know
of the undead. Okay. You know, undead are animated by negative energy.
Could I?
And as long as you're still alive.
I'd like to roll a knowledge flames on the giant skull.
Okay.
Bleeding. Hold on, let me find my
Shvelka die
here.
They're animated by negative energy.
Where are you?
So if you infuse them with positive energy...
They are weakened.
Mm-hmm. It hurts
or
them.
Or die.
16.
Too bad I don't have any of that.
That is a big, ugly skull in the sky.
Nice. I like to roll a knowledge arcana on a big, ugly skull in the sky.
Okay. But
not covered into that.
You said marketplace...
So I had the right knowledge.
In Tavern District and...
Near the aristocrats.
Aristocrats.
Yeah.
Okay. Are you an aristocrat? Huh? Are you an aristocrat? You're in the bubble blowing today, huh? Oh my gosh, so's Dad. Dad's in the bubble blowing today, too. To make us all die. Daddy just shat himself. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. He just pooped all up in his panties.
Wow.
I don't have panties.
And his menties.
I don't have any menties either.
Yeah, whatever.
I have underwear.
He just had his undergroove.
Okay, so I'm gonna get ready to go.
Okay, what all are you gathering up to take with you?
I'm gonna take some rations, probably.
Okay.
Some food and water.
I like rations as well.
So... I'm sure, I guess I'm probably going to notice that these three are getting
yep.
kind of kitted up, and I'm just going to go over, probably to Hector, be like,
okay.
You know, what's going on?
Well, our boss just sent us on what Black believes is a suicide mission to collect the troop that went out last night looking for supplies and such, so we're out going to get them.
They're not
wanna
back
come
yet?
Along?
They're not
no,
back yet?
They're not back
no.
yet. Want to come along?
Yeah, I think I will. I'll go with you.
Fantastic.
Okay, so are you going to try and get any gear requisitioned or anything?
I think, let's see. See, I don't know if I want a whole lot of clutter, you know?
Do you want to wear armor?
It might not be a bad idea.
You each are getting 3 days of rations.
Okay.
And have you picked your spells?
Yeah, I don't have to pick the right ones, but I picked them.
Okay, what are they?
Excuse me. Detect magic.
Which domain spell did you take?
Are you getting armor?
For level one.
Magic armor.
Okay. Not screwing your dice.
Detect magic, re-magic, and stabilize.
Okay, give me a second.
Detect magic. Just like leather.
Yeah, if we can find some for it.
Stabilize.
Right, maybe like breastplate.
Okay, and level ones.
So a monster one in Death Watch. I don't think I want Death Watch. Since we haven't gone anywhere, can I change it?
Yeah.
I I think I want hide undead, but it might take me.
Hide from undead?
I think. I've only hide undead.
Hide undead. You obscure the undead from your sight.
Crap!
Everything's happy now. Look, the zombies are gone.
Whoa!
What?
I'm grabbing my neck.
Oh.
We laugh.
Yeah, I'm going to go to the
quartermaster.
Quartermaster and see if he can find me some. Like leather armor.
I'm gonna follow Roll me along. A diplomacy
check. I'm going to follow along over there.
Okay.
I don't want to use that one.
I know you don't like this, but you're going to do
this,
baby. Oh,
Aaron
dropped a dude.
Tim?
He says that they have a spare, you know, set of padded armor that might fit you. Yeah, it's plus one to your armor class.
Okay. Well, I mean, I guess I'll...
Can I try and say something to the quartermaster?
Yeah.
Sir, she's actually going along on the expedition to find the missing troop. And she's a big help to us when we've seen her in the field in the past.
Okay, you can roll with diplomacy at a plus five.
Fancy talking.
Cut out an 18.
He says, well, he heads back into the kit room real quick and looks around, and he comes back with the assemblages of straps and metal studs that is studded leather for women in a fantasy game.
Okay.
He says, this looks like it might fit.
Okay.
And it fits in all the right places.
Nice.
Did you decide your level one spell?
I'm still searching.
So is that a plus, that's a plus two armor.
Three.
Oh, plus three?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, let me get that out in here.
So we'll put that on my...
You can thank me later.
Hey, girl, hi. He's still honestly, but he's just laying in there. Well, maybe just later. He might just need a rest. I'll sleep in this
way. Alright, your new armor class should be 15.
Right.
Alright, Black, have you picked your spells for the day?
It's only page 89. No. You're not gonna have a fight. We're gonna have a fight. I don't think so. She's walking, no.
Is there anything else you need over here? I don't know if you heard. You have 3 days worth of rations.
Okay.
Mary Orlando.
Detect undead.
Okay. What domain spell did you pick?
Large person.
Okay.
And
boom.
I get 3 first level spells. And 3 zero level spells, is that right?
Yeah, 3 level 0 and 2 level 1. And the zeros you can cast as many times a day as you want to. Yeah.
Do I have time to go buy my,
I have 3 marked down for both of them.
Well, the third one's your domain spell.
Oh, okay.
Can I run by my footlocker and my thing and pick up my gold that I have left there?
Sure.
Okay.
Okay, before you do that...
You planning on doing some shopping while you're out?
Well, you never know when we might run into somebody out there that still is holding on to gold and we need to
before you do that, I'm going to just sort of, like, elbow him and be like, how about a light crossbow, too?
Okay.
Do we have any light crossbows in the back, quartermaster, sir?
You're asking, so roll luck check, please.
Roll good.
Roll well,
no, we don't.
What was it?
There were ones.
Okay. The quartermaster starts looking at you sideways, like he might be asking for the armor back.
Nice.
You best see that.
Okay.
I tried.
Still a thought.
There were ones.
How many?
Two.
Cool.
Bad and luck. A six. And a six.
Oh, that would have only been down one. So.
Yeah. Still.
But down one the hard way.
Yeah.
Okay. For my zero level spells, I have guidance.
Okay.
light and stabilize.
Okay.
And then my first level spells, detect undead. Sanctuary. Hide from undead.
You get 2 level 1 spells. I just
one of them have to be.
One of them is the domain spell, which is a large.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Do you want hide from undead or do you want?
I'm taking hide from undead, Aaron. So if you take.
Well, that means you get to hide from
undead. I don't get everyone else.
Nope, it's.
You don't need it, Aaron.
It is range personal.
Okay, so that's how we do it. Oh, I found it.
Kind of. I'll do hide from undead.
Okay.
Oh my gosh.
So it's gonna be you and I when the fight breaks out.
Yeah.
Well, actually, the range is touch. You can hide someone else from undead, but
more than one?
No. Nope.
Well, there's 4 of us, and there's 2 of us hiding.
It's one subject per level.
Yeah, so one of you.
If you were a level 4 cleric, then you could touch all 4 people, and you'd be all 4 would be fine. You're not. And it lasts for 10 minutes.
Yes.
So you and I are screwed when the fight breaks out.
No, we're each taking it.
Yeah, you and you, we don't get it.
Well, we can touch one.
You can touch one of us, but then you'd be hidden, not hidden.
I get it.
Yeah.
Oh, y'all screwed then.
Too bad we're going on the slow track.
Yeah, so when the fight breaks out, if you guys cast that, we are alone.
You're alone.
That's okay, I don't need you guys.
Oh, please, no. Not Susicle.
Shut up.
First things first, I'm treating my longsword as a ranged weapon, and I'm throwing it through the mouth of a zombie, pinning him to a wall, and then I'm taking my shield and doing the same thing, and then I'm going to pull out my greatsword and just start chopping.
How are you going to pin someone to the wall with a shield?
I feel bad.
You nearly did it last session. Oh.
I would pin them both with the sword and then bash them with the shield.
Have you picked your other spell? Oh, hide from undead.
Right. Shield bash I can't do that. Oh. I can throw my shield.
You can shield bash a zombie.
That's S-U-B.
I can shield bash a zombie, yeah.
See?
But I couldn't shield bash anything else.
Shield bash?
Yes.
Yeah. Where they have a
he doesn't want the
okay, so you guys are...
That was actually really good.
What was it? I've never seen it.
You guys are all set and ready to go, and I'll fit it out.
When
we get back, I need to talk to you.
Okay.
And by talk, he means have sex with.
By talk, I mean my dick. What?
You're holding my baby. Shut up.
I might be talking. You might be going.
That was worse than what I said. She made a gagging noise.
Okay, oh yeah, and it has been 2 days, so I need...
Oh no,
see.
I hate this game.
Okay. Leah, you need to make me a fortitude save?
This game sucks balls, but...
Oh,
okay.
You may not be
this
going
game.
Mean for me.
Why are we making a fortitude
save? To see if we turn into zombies.
Oh.
See if the disease
no, spreads. No, Leah's checking for something else.
17.
Alright, and make one for today, please.
Okay.
Are you pregnant?
Oh,
7? Okay, you're still,
not had your period yet, but you're not showing.
No, it's not. It's not that. It is... Holy crap.
Is it just the lack of sleep that made that funny, or what? Because I'm kind of not understanding it, if otherwise.
Let's see.
Somebody's got some giggles.
You take 1 dex damage and 1 con damage.
Awesome.
So those scores are lowered by 1.
This game sucks.
1 each. If your constitution changed your modifier, then you lose a hit point as well.
Alright, choose back.
Once the disease is shaken off by 2 consecutive saves. You make 1 save per day that you're infected with it, and every time you fail it, and every time
you guys will say, "Save one of your bennies, and re-roll it."
Okay, Benny,
come on.
All you need is a 12.
It's more than a 7.
12.
All right, you shake it. Alright, so yeah, every day that you're infected with a disease, you take the damage from it,
wow.
And,
you
know, right. If you don't shake it, you don't shake it, so,
right.
If you successfully make the save, you don't take the damage that day, but you have to save 2 days in a row to shake it off. And Shvelka, I need a... Do you prefer Shvelka or Smith today?
Smith,
I need a...
Oh, you're a transgender.
Fortitude save from you, please.
Fortitude.
She's a tranny.
18.
Okay, and one more.
17.
Alright, well... Yeah, you shake off the zombie plague.
Fantastic.
So you are not...
I would have hated to have to cut your head off.
You are no longer infected.
I would have done it.
Okay, so...
Take for the team, dude.
I really would have done it.
Alright, so...
I'd love to do it, actually.
The guards open up the portcullis and the front gate and let you out, and it closes behind you with a boom.
With a quickness.
Because you want to die,
So here's how this is going to work. The city is full of zombies. You have 3 locations that you need to investigate as per your commander's orders.
This is like Clue for zombies.
And
in the ruins
for
the candlestick.
Every 3 hours you spend in the city, the probability of encountering zombies increases.
Oh, this is badass. Let's do it.
So
cardio.
Upon immediate exit, you're starting at a mere 5% chance of encountering zombies. Rolling high is always good, so the low numbers are what you want to avoid on these rolls. I'm doing the rolls.
I know.
Ooh, 005.
All right, here we go.
I'm completely serious. 2 zombies come shambling up to you. Roll initiative, please.
Oh, they shamble. I like shambles.
They do shamble.
If you roll a 20 on your initiative, do you get the 20 count?
No.
Can I run in circles and hope that they'll keep running back past these guys and so they can swing up?
Yes. Yeah. You didn't drop your keys.
And I cleaned out your daughter's ears. Thank you.
Right. Wouldn't that be awesome? You guys just stand there and...
But on the bright side, you found a place to go to the bathroom.
Smith.
4. My favorite is when he says, no, with your modifier.
17.
Yes.
Black.
16.
I know
they're
15.
That's totally 61.
Oh. Hector.
21. 22.
Alright, they're about 50 feet away from you right now at the edge of the buildings.
Okay.
005.
Get him.
I rolled 005.
Oh, get him.
No, I'm pretty sure on this.
Yeah. Kidding.
No.
So let's see.
Okay.
Oh, I'm going to
brains, and zombie bark.
I'm going to move forward.
Brains.
A move action and then ready if they
get
close.
Okay. Making a perception check.
Oh snap! Here comes one from the side.
There's 67 more zombies.
These do not look like the infected kind.
What do you mean?
You guys noticed that there's a difference between
the rising from the.
Yeah, there are different types of zombies that you guys have come into contact with so far. There's the kind that you fought
down
in the sewers and in the keep.
$16 Arcana.
Arcana's not going to be
in the religion. Do I have that yet?
I have religion.
I have the same.
You know that there's a difference between the ones that have been around for a while that have been a problem and the ones that just started happening in the last few days.
What are the differences?
The ones that started happening in the last few days can turn you into a zombie if they kill you with their bite.
So
you can get infected.
When I see that, do I still have my action I want it?
It was a free action.
Can I charge?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, I'm going to charge, and then, I'm going to call my shot and go for a headshot.
Using the... What weapon are you using?
My longsword.
All right, cool.
Because I have the longsword and the shield right now.
Sounds like a plan to me.
What do you take off of that?
-4.
So it's a +1. I got a 20 then.
You hit.
I hit him in the head.
In the head, so it's a x2 critical.
Oh.
22.
He runs forward and just he's got the shield out. And the sword in his hand, and it's a long sword, but he takes it and reverses the hilt so it's pointing straight forward and just shoves it into the zombie's head,
awesome.
And it splits like a right melon.
Okay, I know what you're trying to get me to do. I'm not going to do it.
Zombie drops.
Nice.
Okay.
And I roar when I kill him.
Next up is Lita.
Do I need to do like a luck check or something to find a rock on the ground?
There are rocks.
Okay, I would like to pick up a rock and throw it.
You pick up a rock and you throw it.
All right.
The range increment right on throwing a weapon like that, it's a rock, so sort of like a sling. We'll say 15 feet. They are 50 feet away, so that is 15, 30, 45.
Minus.
It's 4 range increments away, so it's going to be a total of a minus 8.
Wow.
You can see if there's a piece of wood that you can, like, baseball bat hit it at him. It'd be pretty funny.
That's negative 2.
Okay, the rock slips out of your... You go to throw it, and it slips out of your hand when your arms cock behind your head and drops to the ground.
Roll a reflex save.
Black, like, the whole black's action.
Here.
Black is holding black's action.
Right. Also known as the baby.
Black is hiding from undead. No.
Black has his morning star.
Uh-huh.
And he's gonna frickin' knock somebody's head off with it.
So you're charging in? Okay.
Are you calling your shot? You said knock your head off.
Alright. Make your attack your usual bonus, minus 4.
So, minus 2.
Their AC is a mighty 12.
Oh yeah, we should be able to cut it down.
13.
Okay, you hit, roll your damage, and it's a critical. So it's, you can roll it twice, or you can multiply it.
Plus 2 times 2. Give me an 8 out of that.
So if I call my shot, and I roll, like, a 19 to 20, which is the crit range?
Since you can't actually crit on undead.
Okay.
Is that a quadruple critical?
No. They don't double up like that.
Quadruple critical?
And
6.
10.
10 points of damage and...
How damage?
You hit and you take a huge chunk out of its side, but it's still standing.
Head.
Oh, head. Sorry, you take a huge...
chunk.
It sort of slides down and you hit it in the neck and take a gash out of its neck. So, but it, so its head just goes... And it goes... right. Yeah. There is a Zembi next to you, and you're the one that smacked it, so it goes
so
after Black.
My turn, because the head is going to stick on my sword, and I'm going to follow through and hit the other one. It's going to be fantastic.
How far away are they?
I thought there was only 2.
There are, but she
Yeah,
but you killed the one.
I killed the one.
Yeah, your wife's still has a turn.
Huh? Yeah,
I still have a turn.
You said zombies were next.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then me.
No.
Well, you're not going to get a chance to kill it, I'm telling you.
Let's see.
See, he's across. He's a dead animal. The fight lines are open.
That's an 18 to hit Black.
Yes.
All right.
Oh, baby crack. I swear to you, gas drops a baby crack.
I've lost the. There it is.
You got hit. All right.
You're taking damage.
Okay,
I'll write the zombie. Does 6 points of damage to you, Black. Okay.
How far away am I?
50 feet.
Can I charge and move into flanking at the same time?
No, you can't get behind it in flank and then charge.
I will stand next to Black.
Okay.
Wail on it with a great axe.
Okay.
17.
You hit.
I wasn't this far ahead of him. This is 10 right now. 4 points of damage?
It's still up.
Oh! Dang it!
Regular zombies.
So much. Dang it! I don't care.
Regular
mad.
Zombies have damage reduction against slashing.
I'm just mad.
Damage reduction that only slashing overcomes. So
the great axe is a slash.
Yes, but yeah. Her mace was not. Is what I'm saying.
More I love you, but you're in a good way. We're not.
Okay, Hector, you're
character-wise,
up.
Character wise,
okay,
not
so here's
you.
What's gonna happen.
Go look at me.
I'm pulling the sword out of his head,
right,
and I'm taking the shield
such a jackass.
And going for a headshot.
Okay.
Oh, and I criticaled on it.
Did ya? Did you really?
I did.
All right, right. Go down the experience.
Me.
Roll your damage, please. It's a D4 plus strength modifier for
a
field
bash. They love me.
No.
Yeah, they do. Uh-huh, Eric told me so at rehearsal on Thursday.
Plus strength?
Yeah, he did.
That's 7 points of
damage. I love
okay.
you.
Okay.
I love you too.
The zombie is still up.
With my shield in my hand, with bludgeoning?
Yeah, that it has to be slashing to
so
overcome its damage reduction.
Yeah.
Also, I should have used a sword.
Because zombies are... You cut zombies apart, you don't smack them with things. So.
Alright,
Lita. You're standing back there, and they're all crowding around this one zombie.
I'm trying to throw another round.
Oh, gosh.
Okay, you've got, let's see, 25%
actually,
I want to make
a move.
Okay.
And then...
And then throw
if you're throwing into melee, you've got a 25%
that's
chance
fine.
To hit any one of them.
That's fine.
Okay, make your attack. So you move the 30 feet forward, so it's only going to be 2 range increments, so
okay.
It's minus 4 now.
Okay.
Would you roll a d4 if you're on your hit?
Yep.
6.
6, okay. Let's see, and... 1, 2, zombie, 4. It clangs off your armor. Okay, Black, you're up.
I'm going to take another swing.
Do so. Are you...
Is his head still like this?
Uh-huh.
I'm going to go for the other side of his neck.
Okay. Is that a headshot in your parlance? Okay.
It's a neck shot.
I know, it's a neck shot.
There's no such thing as a neck shot.
Yeah, well, I hit this neck
last
time.
Well, not going for the head.
It was just a description to tell you how much damage you did.
19
mm-hmm.
minus 2.
Yeah, that hits.
And it's a critical because I called one shot.
Yeah.
8, 9. And I'll just double hit.
Okay. You take it and you come back around and you compress his head into his body. Spinal compression. Thump.
Nice.
Yo,
when he starts going, turtle.
That movie was horrible.
Yes, it was.
Had a really good actor in it, though.
Stupid master of disguise.
Which one?
Bright Spider.
Okay.
Like,
alright, so are you guys going to head for the
Data?
Merchant district?
Pockets?
The nope.
Or the zombie wings.
So they're naked.
They're wearing tatters and rags.
Okay.
I mean,
naked zombie wings.
No awesome.
Yes, there's some naked zombie wang going on. Alright, so you guys.
Which one's furthest away?
The aristocratic one is on the other side.
That's where I was.
The keep. Yeah.
Let's go there first, guys.
No, we would want to check
are
out
you burning
the
a hole there? What are you doing?
I
want to
go the furthest one away.
No, he's burning his hole. Well, that's an A-hole, I guess.
Right, so we're going to the closest one, then?
Well, there's two that are, like, close together.
Yeah.
12 and 15.
Do you have the map?
Get your map up.
Yeah,
okay, here's a question.
Yeah.
Time is of the essence. Right?
The faster you move, the better off you're going to be.
Should we go 2 and 2?
No, I don't
ever split the party.
We talked about this in the past, like where you went off and then you got us killed by 1,200 people that were around the corner.
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
I forgot about the TPK.
I forgot when I got you all killed.
Twice.
And then a god had to come and save us.
Yeah. Maybe
Tracy was a god.
Okay, 12 and 15?
12
or 13?
Well, 12 and 15 and then 7. No ball stays.
My maps were really large. I'm having trouble reading it.
That's what she said.
It is what she said, baby.
I say
let's go there.
I say we go 5th. It's up here.
So
what?
We're by
that
we're
is
out
crap.
By one
I'm
right
not
now, right?
Seven.
We're out by one right now, right?
So,
you know we're down by. I see where we're at.
Yeah.
We're down by 6, closer to 6.
Yeah, we go 15.
I like Aaron's.
We go 15, 12. If they're not there, we go back to the gate and say we couldn't find them.
Yes.
Screw that. You know that they can see what you're doing.
I want to go to 7 first.
They have, like,
there are guards walking the walls.
They have like, binoculars? What?
We're right outside of the gate.
And the city is flat.
Yeah.
Burned down.
There's a
lot of flat space that they didn't used to be.
Weren't the buildings in the places that we're going?
There are some, yes.
Oh, so they won't know.
Okay, I'm going to 15. I'm leaving. I'm not even waiting. No, I am.
Fine.
Yeah, 15.
All right, 15 it is. Okay, so you guys...
It wasn't 6, the no magic district?
Yes.
As
we go through there,
that matters
I'm
anymore?
I'm going to do perception checks to see if there's anything like laying in the streets that didn't get destroyed.
Okay, do so.
I want to use magic in there just because I can.
21.
Let's see here.
Our nuggets. fucking nougat.
I was not prepared for you to do that. It's all right, though.
To say fucking nougat?
No, 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 not that. Let's see here. Just a second.
I need a nap.
Should I have brought Slam along?
And no, but some slippers would have been good. Right, I forgot to ask you. I was going to ask you for that.
You spot ones. In the...
I saw if there's one.
In the rubble of one of the buildings. It looks like there is something... something over there that looks like it's worth investigating.
All right, well, I'm going to go over and look at it.
Okay.
As we're going along.
Yeah, you walk over and you pull out... excuse me while I whip this out.
Put it all over her face.
Ew!
I'm like, dude, quit! What is that?
It looks like a small yellow feather. But when you pick it up, like all of the ash and dust around it, it's untouched.
Sweet. All right. Well, I'm putting it in my pouch.
Is that a feather token?
Anyone want to detect magic or make a spellcraft check? And then we
What do you think this is?
Wait. No. I'm going to detect magic.
18, 19,
I'm going to detect magic.
23.
Okay.
23.
Simultaneously, Smith goes, "That's magic!" And Black goes, "That's a feather token!"
That's magic!
How did you do that?
Yes, it is.
It is a feather token bird. When activated, it can deliver a small written message unerringly to a designated target, as would a carrier pigeon.
Sweet.
The token lasts as long as it takes to carry the message. So as long as you can designate someone in existence that is reachable by said magical bird, then you can send a small message.
Dude, let's find the butcher.
Why would we want to find the butcher?
I'll find the baker.
It's my feather and I put it in my pouch.
It's my feather.
My feather, I put it in my sack if I want to.
And then I start.
I call him Feather Sack.
Okay. You guys head over toward the toward the tavern district, and it takes a little bit of going to get there. The city's not huge, but there's a lot of debris to move over.
Are you going to shower before you go to...
What?
I'm just asking.
Why do you laugh? Do I smell?
And as you guys walk for about half an hour, picking your way over rubble, and you actually find a relatively complete section of the city. It looks like some buildings are actually standing here a little bit. And I need each of you to make me a perception check, please.
Wasted my perception check getting my feather token. I got. I get a good score here. Yeah, I did.
That's not what it's called anymore, is
six.
It? What's it called now?
Perception.
Oh, there it is. Ah, 19.
14.
All right, those of you who got a 15 or higher.
Not this.
Those of you who didn't roll six.
You hear a sound echoing sort of throughout the buildings, and it sounds like...
Detect undead. Detect undead.
You're going to use your one casting of Detect Undead.
Nope.
Guys, I hear a weird sound.
It sounds... Well,
I just told them to listen to me.
Well, you point out, and they're like, I don't hear anything. And the sound stops after just a little bit. And then all of you very clearly hear... Shink.
Shten. Shten, is that you?
The sound stops.
Shten, I met you coming out of the tavern when you were fighting zombies. It's me, Smith. I want him to know
what's your armor class?
You better hope he's not zombified.
Shit. 13. Did I just die?
You didn't.
Yes.
You didn't die. But you take 2 points of damage as a javelin comes whistling out of a side alley and hits you in the side.
Ow.
And then you hear shink. Shink.
Oh my gosh.
I look at you and I say, I think he wants to be left alone.
Really? Nothing? This is just sticking out of me. You think so?
And I grab it out of her side and I put it in my backpack.
You look such a mean.
Actually, they're wasted after that. Maybe just one second here.
So apparently he doesn't want to go back to the keep or the
port. You hear coming out of the that side passage, it's Shten's voice, but there's a weird edge to it. It's not safe out here.
Zombies can't talk, so that's not him.
Well, he might just be starting the zombification process.
Or he might have lost it.
Oh, oh, cuckoo, yeah. I was like, lost what?
Levels? I don't know what to do. I don't want to talk anymore.
Let's whisper back, have you seen the party, the search party we sent out?
You say it.
You say that?
Yeah.
You hear...
Have you eaten the search party we sent out?
Look behind you.
Oh, God.
You turn around.
Holy crap.
And in an alcove, there's a chimney that had collapsed, and hanging there is a body in a guardsman's uniform with very precise lines all
He's
over
lost
it.
His effing mind.
Turn tail and frickin' run. We found
Roll
him.
Roll for initiative.
Oh. We'll kill him.
Oh, man.
Crap.
I guess.
Okay.
Kind of seems like the guy in the basement with the pickaxe.
Yeah. Little over too powerful for,
What? Is that from Zombieland?
No.
Oh,
no.
Good. I was like,
this is from the game that we played.
The Deadlands.
Deadlands, when a guy with a pickaxe took a pickaxe. A guy with a pickaxe took us out, and we had a shotgun and two revolvers.
I was running with a rifle from, like, here to here.
That was just because I had the rules wrong.
No, I know. It was just hilarious. Hit
and I'm sitting here.
And he's like, "Watch out!"
All right,
and I'm laid out.
Smith.
No.
Lita.
Niner.
Wow, he's going first.
Three. Black.
Three.
Holy crap. Six. Jeebus. All right. Okay, you guys, yeah.
Oh, I took 2 points of damage, hold on.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, I did. I might die today, so you know.
Let's see. Alright, you see a flicker of movement from the area where the javelin came from. And... Shten comes barreling out. He somehow has found a set of chainmail from someplace. And you can see he has them held both in one hand right now, because he's not running, it looks like, to attack with them, but he has his two cleavers. And the flats of them are covered in dried blood, but the edges are shining brightly. And...
Is he going after you?
I don't know, probably.
He runs toward Smith. And Smith, what is your combat defense? Combat maneuver defense? Okay, you do get an attack of opportunity as he comes near you.
Great axe.
Okay, swing.
Oh gosh.
Bennied.
I know a 4 doesn't hit.
You're right, a 4 does not hit.
18.
You hit. All right, so roll your damage.
I don't like this.
One point of damage.
Plus.
Nope. She didn't have a strength modifier. Her strength is 10. She just has a great axe.
Oh gosh.
He jumps at you and tackles you.
No.
You're now grappled.
There's
three of us here. Okay. It's our turn.
Well, a grapple immediately goes to the ground.
Okay.
So you're both prone on the ground. He is currently on top of you. Basically, he's straddling you, and he's got his cleavers held in one hand. He's holding on to the front of your armor with his free hand. That's his action for this round. All right, Smith, it's your turn.
I'm trying to shake him off.
Lady, your dexterity is higher, so you get to go first.
Okay, I'm going to attempt to whip the cleavers out of his hand, or at least whip his hand and make it hurt.
So you're attempting to disarm him.
Right.
I'm going to take a bite out
okay,
of his hand.
Okay, you're only going to be able to, just the way it works, you're only doing one at a time. Okay. Like, you can only try for one of the two cleavers.
Right.
Even though they're both together, because they're still considered separate items.
Okay.
He would get an attack of opportunity, but it's a whip, you're further away, and he's in the middle of a grapple right now.
Right.
So all you need to do is roll combat maneuver. It's just a D20 plus your CMB.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yep, and you can do it with the whip. That's the beauty of the of using to whip.
Gotcha. That is a 12.
Nope, unfortunately not. All right, if you had failed by 10 or more, then he would have grabbed you, but you just sort of whip the air in front of him and nothing happens.
Right.
Do you want to move it at all?
Probably not.
Okay.
I'll stay right here so I can maybe try it again.
All right, if you are grappled, let's see here. If you're grappled, you can attempt to break the grapple as a standard action by making a combat maneuver check. So, d20 plus your CMB versus his CMB. Or an escape artist check. Alternatively, if you succeed, you break free, but alternatively, you can become the grappler and he becomes the grappled.
No, I probably couldn't.
What did you get?
I haven't rolled yet.
Okay.
I'm scared.
So,
18.
You break free.
Okay.
Or do you want to be the grappler?
No.
Okay. So you're...
With my plus zero strength?
So basically, you just kick him off of you, so you're both prone on the ground right now.
Okay.
You can stand without an attack of opportunity because he's prone.
Excited?
Okay.
But... We'll find out. So I can stand up, because that was a stand action. This is my move action.
Mm-hmm.
I'm standing up.
All right. You are standing. He is on the ground.
Yay!
Okay.
Is it your turn? Oh, you already went.
Hector, you're up. He is prone on the ground.
I'm over there, and I'm going to try and end him.
Okay, you cannot coup de grace because he's not helpless. He's just prone. So because he is prone, his armor class is reduced. Oh, where is that?
We decide if he's a zombie or if...
Oh, he's not a zombie.
He just lost.
His armor class is down by 4 because
he's
prone.
Now lose
it. So go ahead and make your attack.
Go crazy.
It's a 19, so it's an almost critical.
That's right.
So
okay.
Alive.
Go to confirm.
It's a 19 to confirm.
Yeah, you hit and crit.
Sweet.
All right. Do you want the crit table?
Sure.
Okay. Roll percentile dice.
Ninety-seven.
Holy crap. Okay.
What?
I critted.
I was like 97 damage. No.
Yeah.
Okay.
Come from ass to elbow.
Do your regular critical multiplier. You cut into his neck.
24.
Okay.
Define cut into his neck.
A severe chunk out of his neck. He's not bleeding out or anything, but it took a big bite out of his neck.
Well, I'd like to inform you, if he is a human, gets two crowd members, the jugular, and these vertebral arteries that run up the back of your
neck.
Fantasy.
He's
an elf. He's an elf.
I'm just saying.
I realize what you're saying. Fantasy setting is what I'm saying. Your turn, Black. He is prone on the ground.
As opposed to being
prone in the air.
Yeah.
I would like to
be prone in the air.
He'd be falling prone.
He'd be prone in the air. He'd be levitating.
My morning star.
Uh-huh.
And if he's like on the ground and there's a big chunk of his neck on, I want to take my morning star and just like...
Oh, excuse that.
So you're attacking him.
Open
yeah.
part of his neck, yeah.
So you're okay. attacking
him. There's probably a shot on the open gash.
Called shots are... I only do them for zombies.
Oh, well.
Why could you call it... Oh, because it's a coup de grace or what? Why
yeah.
you call a shot on a person?
It'd effectively be a coup de grace.
What if you just want to chop his ear off?
Special circumstances.
Okay.
Roll your attack.
Just checking.
You, basically, you, it's very easy to hit it because he's on the ground, so...
Oh, when we break for dinner, there should be pop.
Not quite. Do I get a Benny for that? Benny, Benny, Benny. Benny.
Six?
No, that's less good.
That's less good. That's much less than better.
Yeah, I'm gonna try one more time and then I'm done.
All right.
Ooh. Oh, oh. 13
hits.
Is it more better?
Okay, roll your damage.
Mo better booze. I might poo a little bit. Sorry. Sorry, people. Sorry, people listening.
Breathe.
Sorry.
Okay.
I already pooed.
Ow, oh, jeez! I did mention that you were doing
alright, let's see,
neck?
So...
Did I hit his neck?
You hit his neck, yes. It doesn't do anything extra.
You tapped him.
All three of you are standing next to him, and
ew.
He stands up.
What?
Attack of opportunity for me.
Oh.
Opportunity. This has been a long time. I don't know what that means. What
Fudge nugget!
What is that? Right.
I did.
Oh, we just attack normally?
Okay.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I'm not even showing you.
You're not
that's true, yeah.
16.
Alright, the 16 hits, roll your damage.
10.
26.
The two of you simultaneously, you hit it that same spot in his neck again, and you hear the bone crack. At the same time, you take your longsword, and you slash across his stomach, and
ew, his guts fell, his entrails, ew.
He has been disemboweled.
Broken neck and entrails, ew.
And he drops to the ground, dead.
Okay, now I'll show you what I got.
I'm gonna search him.
I saw what you got.
Hey.
Eli,
why don't you cut his head off?
I'm going to.
Yeah, and make sure you mark down that critical. He rolled a natural 20 on his.
What? Oh, my pencil.
That way he can't come back to life.
And I'm cutting his head off.
Okay, you behead him.
And then I'm looking through his stuff.
I already said I was going to search.
Oh, you did? You?
Yep,
I didn't hear
did.
It. My bad. Jeez.
Okay. He has on him a suit of chainmail armor. It's pretty nasty looking, but it's functional. His cleavers are exceptionally well crafted.
You might give the rogue
their
cleavers.
Ooh, yeah.
They're masterwork, and they function as hand
how many,
axes.
Two?
Yeah.
Hand axes?
Yeah. And I believe rogues are proficient with hand axes.
They are.
They're simple. It's a simple weapon. So let me double check your list here real quick.
He has a whip.
That's really all he has.
You can have one. No, you can have both of them.
No, actually, you're not proficient with hand axes.
Oh,
am I?
Never mind.
No, you're a cleric.
Am I?
Yes. Well, let me double check on the clericness here real quick.
It's got to be like, what are they, D6s of damage?
Yeah, it's a D6,
yeah,
but they're masterwork, so it's a +1 to hit.
A great job.
Okay, Carol, now you take these notes, and then we're about ready to begin.
Okay, sure.
Well, what are you two doing here? We don't record until tomorrow.
We're making a new promo for All Games Considered, since you were dragging your feet getting one written.
Hey.
She's right, though. It's been too long, and a lot has happened since the last promo.
Yeah, like winning the Gold Emmy for Best Gaming Podcast for 2009.
You mean the one you try to work into the conversation every other episode?
Hey.
Now, there's more than that. there's the new format.
You mean the main show every 2 weeks and the assortment of other features in the meantime?
Right, like games you may never have heard of, the review and new shows.
Don't forget the RPG buffet.
And on the main show, we have more time to focus on gaming topics.
Like board and card games.
And RPGs.
And the people who play them, from the old school to the newest of the new. But no changeling.
Hey!
Find out more at agcpodcast.info. All games considered, because there's more than one true way to play.
You've been listening to the Gamers Haven Podcast. Subscribe to the show by visiting our website at gamershavenpodcast.com, where you can also discuss all things gaming in our forum, drop us an email, or just peruse our episode archives. You can also call us toll-free and leave a message to be played on the show by dialing 1-877-416-1270. That's toll-free, 877-416-1270. On our website, you'll also find our actual play podcasts chronicling our misadventures through all things role-playing. Enjoy what you hear? Why not support the Gamers Haven by purchasing Gamers Haven merchandise, visiting our affiliates, or just by clicking on our donate button? The Gamers Haven podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial, Share Alike 3.0 United States license, some rights reserved. Some music in this podcast is used with permission of Joe Hero Band at joehero.com. This is a Thousand Monkeys production.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.